Klochek.
Yeah, 1130.
We now have House Bill 1130, which will exempt from penalties certain vehicles that become overweight as a result of snow or ice accumulations. Prime sponsor, Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, again, this is a series of bills brought forward by this gentleman that I had agreed to put in for him, and I am still pursuing that. I would like to offer my compliments and condolences to Captain Rao. I have a great respect for him. I think he will go on to be one of the best DOT or DOT Highway Patrol chiefs that we've ever had, and he has done that in the past and has set a great example to work for. So we do hope that he does have some big shoes to fill, but we do do think he will do an even better job than the past chairman.
Representative,
and I'm almost assured that. But
are you about ready to go?
We're ready to roll, sir. Just wanted to get that out. This bill also comes, and it's primarily for that Tolstoy and other stations. There's been quite a bit of problem, I guess, in the past. And you're going out in a snowstorm, and I believe it's what we're doing is relieving that snow and ice exemption. I believe it's a ton. It's either 2,000 or 1,000 pounds. I guess I should have that in front of me. But when it reaches that level, you're fined. And I guess when you look at the scale, and these trucks, not all of them have these brakes, but I'm not going to know if it's 1,990 pounds or 2,005 pounds, and I'm not going to be able to tell going through a blizzard or a snowstorm or whatever when I reach that threshold. It's going to be awful hard for me to do. I do realize, when you get to a truck stop or their closest point that they could stop and chip the ice off, that they would do that. And it's a common sense thing that they will do that anyway. But to sit there and put them subject to this in the middle of a, pretty tough weather conditions or whatever, I think it's just kind of a common sense bill that that we need to look at. I imagine it will meet the same fate as the last one, but if you could hold it over, I'd at least like the guy to be able to testify on one of these bills. But it's up to you how much time you have, but he would be willing to stay over and testify Thursday on it, so...
Thank you, Representative.
Or Wednesday, I mean. He would be here Wednesday morning.
I think we'll take the bill today.
Yeah, I was afraid you'd say that.
Are you through with
I guess I'd be glad to answer any questions, and I realize where you're going to come from on this bill, but he did have a big concern. He had some very legitimate concerns that maybe I can't accent as well as the constituent could at this time.
Thank you, Representative Klochek. Proponents of House Bill 1130. Proponents of House Bill 1130. Seeing none, are there any questions of Representative Klochek at this point? Hearing none, opponents of House Bill 1130. Captain Rao, I'm surprised.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Myron Rao with the Highway Patrol. And the two dovetail. I'm glad you took them in succession. They're related in the fact that if we do this, we've just turned the time back to before we told the public, told everyone we're not going to tolerate overweights. Representative Klochek talks about a common sense thing, and I'm just going to start out by telling you a story of a common sense thing. Keep in mind that Pierre hasn't had much snow all winter, and west of here hasn't had much snow. We had a guy last week that was just about 12,000 pounds overweight, and guess what part of that was? Almost 3,000 of that was ice and snow. Now, he had all kinds of opportunities to clean that off because there is no snow in this country. He's a local hauler. So where do you think he got the ice from? Probably Idaho or Washington, or who knows where that ice came from. This thing passes, there's absolutely no, there would be no initiative or no reason to clean your vehicle off. You could drive around with that ice all winter and still load your load the way you normally would and not take that into account whatsoever. Again, as I said before, the road doesn't know the difference. The road doesn't know whether it's ice on the truck or whether it's commodity on the truck. The bill also talks about within legal limits. what does that mean? Does that mean within legal limits gross? Does that mean within legal limits axle? Keep in mind that there are separate statutes that cover gross versus axle or tire size, and there's nothing that indicates what they have to prove to us. That scale ticket he brings to us, are there any parameters as to what kind of a scale it comes from? Is it a certified scale? Again, do they axle weigh? Do they gross weigh? Naturally weather event, which is the last three words. Does that, it doesn't say whether it has to be in South Dakota or 100 miles from South Dakota or 15 states away. Is it on there all winter? It doesn't indicate any of that. And bottom line is we have a policy that already takes care of this. And what I'm saying is if today in southeastern South Dakota, which it is right now raining and snowing, we're going to quit weighing. That's the most common sense thing to do, because when the officer doesn't know the truck is overweight, it's a little easier for him to let it go. Is it the right thing? Probably not. But that is what we do in response to this, trying to use a common sense approach. That's basically what we do, is just turn our eyes or turn our heads on those days when it's a South Dakota storm. We shouldn't sanction people with the South Dakota snow. But when they're hauling it here from Washington, I don't think our road cares. So I strongly oppose and, again, hope you defeat the bill.
Questions of Captain Earl? Representative Gordon Peterson?
Yeah, I can't quite remember. When you have, let's say, an 18-wheeler goes out and he comes into one of your stations, and it has been snowing and so forth, do you have a basic tolerance you give them? Say you take an 80,000-pound vehicle.
We would have a tolerance, but we even go further than that with ice. Another part of that policy that we've got, we will allow the guy to remove the ice, either by chipping it off. We even allow him to drive to a truck wash to wash it off if he has to, because he doesn't want to get underneath or because there's so much snow and ice. We even allow that. In the case that I just talked about, which was a local implement hauler, we gave the guy that option, and he chose not to take it. He just said, write the ticket. But we allowed him, or would have allowed him, and gave him that option to go clean it off.
You know what the...
Did you have a follow-up question?
The pounds. I want to know how many pounds. Basically, on 80,000 pounds, if he gets up there and he's, say, 10 pounds over, he's close and you don't do anything. Where's your limit?
I would prefer to not on the Internet talk about the number of pounds we allow in our tolerance.
Question after we leave the meeting, so I'll have it for the floor.
But the 10 pounds, 100 pounds, 500 pounds, they're all within our tolerance. I'll go that far to say that. But I just as soon not discuss that on the Internet.
I used to ask Representative Abdullah when he was the colonel of the Highway Patrol, what kind of tolerance when I'm driving down the highway? He said, for you, none. So I
believe it's still that.
Representative Jim Peterson.
Just for my education, the permanent scales that we have, do those scales, when we're in a snow or a sleet storm, do they automatically compensate for the weight that it gathers from the snow and the ice that lay on top of the platform?
First of all, on the platform, there's two ways you can do it. You can go out there and clean it off, which they're supposed to do, keeping in mind I don't watch every day. But if they don't do that, all they have to do is zero it off or tear it off like they do on a vehicle scale in an elevator that you might be familiar with. You just take that weight off and then it does. But back to my original point, we won't worry about it because we're going to turn a red light on or green light on today and just like check paper. That's all we're going to do in Sioux Falls today because of the weather.
Thank you, Captain Rowe. Other opponents to House Bill 1130. Opponents to House Bill 1130. Mike Durick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Mike Durick, representing the DOT. We support the testimony by Captain Rowe and oppose the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Durick.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Tupel.
I have a question, Mr. Durick.
Mike?
Mr. Durick, could you just briefly enlighten me on how these weights are coming about in terms of tire size and everything, so they, in terms of how that relates to road damage? What does it cost per mile to rebuild a road that's damaged, and how much damage does an overweight truck do to a road?
Would you like to respond, Mr. Durek?
Well, overweight loads, you know, we've got some tables that reflect that if we got a load that's say 5% over, that it'll do 20%+ more damage than a legally loaded truck. You know, we've done those type of assessments, and a 10% overloaded will do nearly 50% more damage than a regularly loaded truck. As far as how much damage they're doing on our roads, you know, it isn't normally one pass that does a damage that you can visually see. It takes many passes to get that type of damage that you can visually see. But our roads are designed to handle legal loads, and you put on overloads on our roads, it's going to wear them out that much sooner. And you know, we have a backlog, we have a need on our highways to keep them well maintained. So these overloads will wear out our highways much faster than the legal loads. So you know, any one pass, unless it's grossly overloaded, it's visibly impossible to see what damage that will do. But there is damage being done at a far increased percentage than a legally loaded truck.
Mike, and I believe it was the 1999 session when we increased the gas tax and also dealt with the overload statutes or overweight statutes. At that time, there were some very good handouts and also a video that was prepared by the South Dakota School of Mines that would show you exactly what and answer the questions that you're asking. Have you had an opportunity to see that information? Is there a way to get? Okay, Captain Rowell said that he would get that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think the video was how heavy was too heavy.
Yeah, it's a very good video, as well as the slides that were available. I think you'd like to see that,
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gordon Peterson.
I think that they should give that to the entire committee, because I've seen those and they've had them a number of times. And it shows what an 18-wheeler will do, and the tires and the whole works, and it gives you a set of them. I don't care about the video, but the other one is a nice thing to have at your desk, and when you're up here, understanding what's going on, so you're not caught short-sighted.
Captain Rao will see that the committee members get that information.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Kuhnold.
I already have it, Captain Rao. Don't give me one.
All right. Seeing no further opponents to House Bill 1130, I'll give the sponsor a brief moment of rebuttal.
Like that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Captain Rowell. Well, nobody is a stronger proponent for weight laws than myself. We had three meetings on this when it first became law, handed out the books. We had meetings in Menno, Tyndall, and Parkston, attended by 80, 50, and 120 people. We do believe we need to educate the public on what these weight laws are. However, I continue to have concerns with what's happening with our weight laws in this state. We have tour buses that are completely avoiding our state. We have custom grain harvesters that are completely avoiding our state. We have other truckers that do not want to touch South Dakota with a 10-foot pole. When we have concern about weighing trucks on side hills with those portable scales, how accurate they are. There are a lot of unanswered questions that we need to resolve in this industry. And my challenge is, let's raise the bar. Let's make our roads heavier. Let's raise the bar and indeed raise the bar as Captain Rao, but in a different way. Build them stronger so they can take the weight that they allow in these other states. And that would be the close of my testimony. I know where this is going. Sometimes a sharp knife is quicker or better than a dull one, so do as you may. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And with a sharp knife, we can do it quickly. Is that what you're suggesting?
I do know that he is coming here Wednesday for this legislation, but there are two other bills still pending, so we'll have to work on that. If you can defer it, I appreciate it, but if you can't,
Before I close the hearing to public testimony or questions, Representative Kuhnold, did you have a question? Okay, at this time, we'll close the public hearing to committee discussion and or action. Representative Kuhnold.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, a reference was made to 1999 session. I was part of that session, and in trying to address the tremendous backlog needs in highway construction maintenance. And I know how difficult and the tough time we had in raising additional revenues through gas tax, through increased license plate fees, and those particular sources of revenue in order to provide more money to repair our roads. I think this is just flies smack in the face of that kind of a position that this legislature took just 2 years ago. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would move to the 41st day.
Chairman, a second.
Motion by Representative Cuno to the 41st legislative day. And who made the second? Seconded by Representative Abdallah. Comments or on the motion? Representative Flowers.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think Representative, at that time, Representative Duxbury had a bill very similar to this one several years ago, and at that time, if I recall, I think the Highway Patrol indicated that they would do this by rule. I think they have done it by rule, and Myron and I have talked about this at length. And some of the problems that do happen is a result of maybe an overzealous officer that doesn't use the good judgment that he should really use. And probably if this bill were to pass, you maybe would have that same problem. I don't know, but I have seen it, and it's nothing to get a ton on one of these big semis, I'm telling you. You start running down one of these sloppy roads today, and you're going to pick up at least a ton very easily, or maybe 2 tons of rice. If you'd be in my shop and you bring one of them trucks in after a day like today and watch that and see that puddle of water laying there and ice and snow that drops down on there and you scoop all that building, there's a lot of weight there. And I'm just hopeful that I still think that there's probably a need for this bill, but I do kind of know where it's going, and I think Captain Rao makes some good arguments that you don't know where it's coming from, but we know down in the southeastern corner of the state where it's coming from today, because it's coming off of our roads. And if in fact that they would abide by their rules, I don't think there's a need for this bill, but sometimes I think it's probably not followed.
Other comments? Hearing of no other comments, we have a motion before the committee on House Bill 1130 to defer action on the bill to the 41st legislative day. All those in favor will say aye, opposed nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
No.
Risley?
Aye.
Dennis?
Aye.
Feistenden?
Aye.
Canole?
Aye.
Feistra? Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Kupel?
Aye.
Ben Norman?
Nay.
Gordon Peterson?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye. The motion to defer to the 41st legislative day passes 10 to 2.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Honorable Former Mr. Chairman Peterson. Thank you both.
Thank you, Representative Klochak. I hope your day is better. Okay.
I can't believe it.
The